Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I'm telling you, making lists is right up there with infographics on my favorite things. Here's the problem though. The tactic is overused. Everyone and their brother has made those top 10 list thingies. Oh please. So now we have to get strategic if we want this content to spread like wildfire. In the post, I have told you two ways to describe your recommendations. There's another way to make your list making stand out in the beginning. How we frame our lists make a difference. Here's my top two ways. First up, narrow the audience. When we describe a compelling audience, we make the list itself more compelling. Now here's a silly example. Top 10 ways high-achieving people wake up in the morning. Now, first off, if the reader considers themselves high-achieving, then they're going to want to compare their tactics to the list. Second, if someone is struggling with productivity, they're looking for ideas. See how that works? Here's another way. Color commentary. Now, you know how I feel about color commentary. I love it. Which makes me wonder why more thought leaders don't use their signature style in their lists. This is not the time to stick to the facts. Everybody does that. Use those side comments, inside jokes, and colorful client examples to show how you are on the ground and are doing this. It's better to reduce the number and drill down than give too many superficial suggestions. You know, making a list used to be the crutch for people who didn't have enough on-the-ground experience. To stand out, we need to put ourselves in this material, just like we do other content marketing efforts. Lists can show that we know more than we're telling if we drill down and not phone it in. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.